Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the A1 Content Services Podcast. This is John, and today we're going to talk about WordPress websites and the vulnerabilities that come with them because of the plugins that you use. If you use a WordPress platform to host your site, and I'm not talking about WordPress.com, I'm talking about the WordPress.org software, you're just like, 75% of the internet. WordPress is really great. It's very easy to use. It comes very easy to customize. There's many builders you can use. There's people on Fiverr that will design things for you. It's a very versatile web platform. Part of the problem with open source software, though, is the fact that there are plugins that other people create, and if they're not updated to the latest version of WordPress, you can have some serious issues. So today we're just going to run quickly through a few of the news articles talking about WordPress plugin exploits that could be causing a problem with your website. And this really happens when you don't update the plugins, and or if you're using a plugin that's very old and isn't updated to the current WordPress software. So there's a recent article on searchenginejournal.com where 9 WordPress plugins are causing more than 1 million websites to be exposed to vulnerabilities. And the vulnerabilities might seem like not a big deal, but when you're talking about possibility of e-commerce or accepting payments at all on your website, and you keep customer data and all of that stuff needs to be safe, these types of vulnerabilities can be a very big deal. So the plugins, they range from ad management to malware, firewall, database managers, and things like that. So it can be just about any type of plugin. The 9 on the list here are header, footer, code managers. There's 300,000 installations. Ad inserter, ad manager, pop-up builders, anti-malware security, and brute force firewall. WordPress content copy protection, WordPress, which is a donation plugin, download manager, has over 100,000 installations, and advanced database cleaner has over 80,000 installations. So all those in total have more than 1.3 million installations on WordPress software. So all those are actually pretty vulnerable to hacking attempts. And honestly, I've been using WordPress for more than 15 years now, maybe closer to 20, and the one way you can get around having these issues is making sure that the plugin is compatible with your current version of WordPress. Always update WordPress and always have the plugins compatible with your latest version. The reason that you say that is because if they're not compatible, there could be security holes in the old software that doesn't work with the new software for WordPress. So over the years, WordPress has made it a lot easier. They can send you notifications if your plugins are out of date. They will send you notifications if your WordPress core software is out of date. So there's really no excuse for missing the update window. And, in some cases, you can even auto update your plugins, which is really great. So that's really the main tip here, is that if you have the opportunity to get into your WordPress backend and enable auto updates, I highly recommend that you do that. If you're using a plugin that does not allow that, then it might be too old, it might not be developed any longer, and you probably should find a replacement and delete it immediately. A lot of the plugins on the WordPress directory are duplicates. There's many people that create similar plugins, so the odds that you can't find one that works similar to the one you were just using but you had to delete it for security reasons are pretty slim. So just keep that in mind when you're going through your WordPress backend and just keeping things up to date. I know GoDaddy's one click WordPress installation offers you a one screen where you can see all updates needed, so it's all very simple. If you are having a problem with your WordPress site and you just want to get it fixed, or you've been hacked and you don't know how to revert back to your old version, certainly send me a message and I can walk you through the process. It sometimes can be complicated. It really depends on how bad the hack is, but I have had 20 plus sites hacked all at one time, so I definitely know how to revert things back to the way they should be. Again, I'm just going to keep this one short, just a little tidbit for SEO and for WordPress and security updates. If you'd like to hear more of these, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and I'm going to try to release a bunch of these little tidbit ones throughout the whole month. So check the link in the description for other episodes and my website, and hopefully we can continue the discussion. Have a good day.